track lab for European races, so this is our home for the whole weekend, if you like. We arrived on a Wednesday, set up all our equipment. So this goes to all the European races. And while we're here, on the fuel side anyway, is to look after our Shelby car racing fuel, which we supply for Ferrari. So that is strictly regulated by the FIA. So before it can turn up at a race, we submit a sample to the FIA for analysis. They approve it, and then Ferrari can test it on the test beds. Not so much track testing this year, but certainly on the test bed it's very important. So they can see, basically, if there's any benefits in the fuel to their engine, i.e. it releases more horsepower, then obviously that's very good. So they're looking at 3 to 5 horsepower and apply a different situation about fuel, and that's really important. So all through the season, we don't just make one fuel for the season. The scientists back and forth, and they're developing fuel all the time to get the most out of the engine. So we should see different situations during the season. Well, that's what we aim for anyway. So like I say, the FIA would approve the fuel, and then we can use it at the race. So we'll deliver 2,000 litres to each race for Ferrari. So my job during the weekend was to make sure that the fuel remains legal as prize was submitted to the FIA in the first place. So it's taken to the garage in 200 litre drums, and then Ferrari take control of the fuel from there on in, and they flush out their fuel components in the garage, the refueling rigs, the cars, the fuel valves, etc, etc. So that process, there's a possibility that they could gain some contamination in the fuel. So to guard against that, each time they change this, put something out in the garage, they submit a sample to us. And we run this sample by the same equipment the FIA have got, it's called the gas chromatograph technique. And we compare that analysis to our reference, okay, so we can tell if it's okay or not. And it only takes a very small amount of contamination to make the our Shelby car racing upgrade. Okay, so this is a sensitive technique. So we may get 20 or 30 samples during the weekend. So that basically the FIA are sort of police on all these things in Formula 1. And fuel is just another component of the FIA police. So they can take a sample any time during the weekend. We can't do anything about that. It could be from our drum, from our car, refueling, whatever. So this is an important housekeeping process as well. So normally, if you finish in the top 3 or 4, there's a very good chance, you know, qualifying all the race, a very good chance you get scrutiny by the FIA anyway. By that point, because we've looked at the fuel so well, we're 99% certain it's going to be no issues.
Is this a procedure that all teams go through? Does every team have a little evidence to find out?
No, this is unique to Shell and Ferrari. We've got a very close integrated relationship.